Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank all of you for being here with us. Joining me this afternoon is Erie County District Attorney Michael Kane, Erie County Homicide Bureau Chief Eugene Partridge, Assistant District Attorney Brianna Kaleman, Buffalo Police Commissioner Alfonso Wright, Buffalo Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo, Buffalo Police Deputy Commissioners Patrick Overdorf and Joseph Fahey, Buffalo Fire Deputy Commissioner Paul Eason, as well as Buffalo Police Chief of Detectives Joseph Langdon. Today, we are here to share with all of you a very truly heartbreaking update and development in an incident that was originally dispatched as a fire call to the Buffalo Fire Department. At about 8:35 a.m. Saturday, October 18th, Buffalo Fire was dispatched to the 400 block of Norwood Avenue for a fire call. Upon further investigation, that fire investigation has developed into a homicide investigation. The victims have been identified as 29-year-old Kathleen Katie Carrig and her four-day-old infant, Noah Carrig. First and foremost, my heartfelt sympathies and most sincere condolences go out to Katie and Noah's family and friends. I do not know Katie or Noah, but I can tell you that mine and my family's connection to the Carrig family dates back prior to my birth. And if my personal experience with the Carrig family is any indication of the type of person that Katie Carrig is, I know that this community has lost one heck of a person. So again, my heartfelt condolences, sympathies, and love go out to the Carrig family and their family and friends. I do want to be clear that this investigation is very much ongoing and the legal process is very much ongoing. And so we are asking that the public please be patient with the process as it unfolds and please respect the privacy of the family during this horrific tragedy. What I can share with you at this time is that the Buffalo Fire Department has officially ruled the fire as incendiary in nature, meaning it was intentionally set. And to that end, earlier this afternoon, an indictment was handed down against a suspect in connection with this case, and the district attorney will get involved in that a little bit more. But before we do hear from the district attorney, I just want to thank the men and women of the Buffalo Fire Department for responding to the call in such a swift nature and the job that they did, the arson investigation, the men and women of the Buffalo Police Department for their efforts in the investigation over the course of the past few days, as well as the men and women of the Erie County District Attorney's Office for their close collaboration and partnership over the past 4 or 5 days during these as a result of this, as I said, unspeakable, horrible tragedy. To discuss what has taken place over the course of the past few days, as well as today's proceedings, I want to welcome to the podium Erie County District Attorney Michael Kane.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. So, this afternoon, Kadani Hall was arraigned by Erie County Court Judge Sue Maxwell Barnes. He has been indicted by an Erie County grand jury for the murder of Kathleen Carrig. As the mayor indicated, this investigation started after the incident on Norwood Avenue, and a 911 call came in reporting that a smoke alarm had gone off in the lower apartment of 428 Norwood Avenue. Buffalo police responded to the fire, and the victim, 29-year-old Kathleen Carrig, was found deceased in the lower apartment bedroom. Her four-day-old baby, baby boy Noah, was found also in the bedroom. He was also deceased. And Kadani Hale was also found in the bedroom. He was apparently injured, and he was taken from that home to ECMC, where he has been since Saturday morning until late yesterday. Late yesterday, he was discharged, and as I indicated, we had obtained an indictment from an Erie County grand jury on one count of murder in the second degree for the murder of Kathleen Carrig. He was immediately taken into custody on that indictment warrant, and he was arraigned this afternoon. The allegations are that Mr. Hale murdered Kathleen Carrig by strangulation, and that he had done so prior to intentionally starting the fire. We anticipate that the evidence is going to show that he intentionally started the fire with gasoline. The cause of death for baby Noah is remains under investigation, but we expect to be able to verify and report his cause of death in very short order. The defendant was, as I indicated, arraigned by Judge Maxwell Barnes this afternoon. He was remanded. The case will now proceed forward. Judge Maxwell Barnes was actually in what we call criminal special term. So this case will be assigned to a different judge, and we will get a date once it's been assigned to the new judge. You know, this appearance here before all of you and the statements we're making to the public is really just the first, you know, reporting and step in the prosecution of this case. But as I've indicated, we, and as the mayor indicated, this investigation is going to continue, and we expect to be able to report additional information in very short order. You know, I understand that there's a lot of information out in the public, and there has been, about this crime, but I'm not going to be able to talk about the details or much of the evidence other than I've already shared. And as I say over and over again, that's because this investigation is ongoing. And in order to preserve the integrity of the investigation, we are very careful what we put out into the public. Now, it's important that I note that Mr. Hale is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. If he is convicted of murder in the second degree, he faces a maximum sentence of 25 years to life. You know, and I think as the mayor appropriately said, this is a horrible case. It involves the death of a very young woman, a 29-year-old woman, who had just given birth to a baby boy only 4 days earlier. And the baby boy is gone as well. I think it's important to thank the members of the Buffalo Police Department and the Buffalo Fire Department that acted so quickly in response to this call. And really, since Saturday morning, worked around the clock with members of my office. You know, the mayor mentioned Gene Partridge, our Homicide Bureau Chief, and Brianna Kelman from our Major Crimes Bureau. But in addition to that, our partners at the Erie County Sheriff's Office were involved. The CPS lab is involved, and the Erie County Medical Examiner's Office is involved as well. We're going to continue forward with the investigation, and I, as I've indicated, I expect to be able to report out more information to you within the coming days. You know, I'm really, quite frankly, at a loss for words on this case, other than you know, that at least we have this man in custody. He has been, as I indicated, he has been remanded, and we are going to proceed forward with the prosecution of this case. I have no further questions at this time. I should mention specifically, and I don't know if he's up here, but Detective Mark White is, you know, did spectacular work on this case along with Detective Frank King from the Buffalo Police Department. You know, they don't, these are very, very difficult cases and very difficult jobs in the fire department, firefighters, as well as the Buffalo police officers that respond to these scenes do incredible work. And it's I think it's appropriate to thank them for their hard work. So happy to take any questions, and to the extent that I can answer them, I will try.
Do you have any sense of how long before the fire started, Katie had been killed?
She was, we can tell, what I can tell you is she was alive the night before.
Have any charges at all been brought in the death of Noah?
No.
Why not?
Because the investigation is continuing.
Is it fairly obvious?
Well, it's not the standard that we have with a jury. We have to prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt. And so we make sure that we conduct these investigations thoroughly and that once they're complete, we finish the investigation before grand juries, and then we will report it out accordingly.
Has it been determined yet how Noah died?
No, not, well, it's, I don't want to comment on that just yet.
And just to clarify, is Noah the son of Mr. Hal and Katie?
Yes.
And their relationship, were they married? Were they just dating?
They were in a relationship. Any other questions?
So attorneys mentioned that he was also, the suspect wasn't born here. Is this person undocumented?
He is a United States citizen. There's evidence that you know, we will be obviously sharing with his attorney and with a jury eventually, but I don't want to get into it in any detail right now.
Is his attorney his own attorney or for his client?
I don't know. I mean, either way, it's his own attorney.
Were Kadani Hale and Katie and Kara living together at the time?
Yes.
In that apartment?
Yes. Yes, this is there are three apartments in this home on Norwood. They were in the lower apartment.
Do we know if he's the father of the baby?
He is, yes.
Commissioner, baby calls are like the worst. How are the guys, your guys who were there, that you step up and talk about?
Excuse me, Mayor. Yes, as the mayor and everyone else has already said, a very tragic incident, a very horrific crime. So, as most of you know, there's been a heightened awareness about behavioral health and stress within the Buffalo Police Department, Buffalo Fire Department. So, yeah, every one of the firefighters there was affected a great deal, especially when anytime an infant or a child is involved in a fire, you know, it takes a toll on us. So, but all of our firefighters, we had our behavioral health team responded to the incident, responded to the scene, and all of our firefighters were made aware of all the help that was available to them, either the EAP or department chaplain or some other additional agencies as well.
Was it just a single company that responded, or how many fire companies responded?
No, it started out as a preliminary signal, which just two engines in a truck, but then it went to a full alarm. So there was three engines, two trucks, rescue. So a full alarm was sent to the fire.
For whoever can take it, was Kadani Hale known to law enforcement previous to this?
Not that we're aware of.
Okay. Commissioner Wright, how about your fellow person? How are you handling
this? Again, as the fire commissioner said, any time there's a child involved or even a mother who tragically lost their life is pretty tough. And we offer them help along with the fire department. It's basically the same thing. I'm going to marry what he said, is that it is stressful for our guys, and it's stressful for us as well. So we get them as much as help as possible.
District Attorney, I know the investigation's ongoing. Are you either hopeful or anticipating additional charges will be filed?
Again, I will be reporting the answer to that very shortly, I promise you. The investigation's almost complete.
What is your message to the public? You know, people are going to see that no one's been charged specifically in the death of this 4-day-old. What is your message to them as they try and process that information?
Well, I think the public should be confident in, first of all, the turnaround. I mean, today is Thursday. This incident happened early Saturday morning. You know, really quick response by the fire department, the Buffalo Police Department, and our office with, as I mentioned, our partners. And quite honestly, it's a you know, it, the fact that we got this case in front of a grand jury with the investigation and completed, so that when he was discharged from the hospital yesterday, he was not released. He was taken into custody on the indictment warrant. That is, you know, that is great work. The rest of the investigation is continuing, is almost complete, and I can tell the public that we will have more clarity in a very short order.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.